So I did a homily for the school today, and we start off by asking people, what is a saint? And they had all kinds of interesting concepts as to what made a saint. But what is a saint, really? I mean, we know that a saint is someone who has gone before us who is in heaven, right? That's what a saint is, someone who's gone before us who is in heaven. And there are certain saints who have been publicly recognized by the church, canonized, we call them, canonized by the church. So they're publicly recognized as saints, but all souls who have ascended into heaven, have gone to rest with God in eternity in heaven, they are saints, right? So that's what we celebrate tonight, is the saints, those who are with us in heaven. Now tomorrow, we do all souls, and that's we celebrate those who are in purgatory. We get together to pray for those who are in purgatory, but that's tomorrow's homily. Tonight, let's talk about saints. There are wonderful things about saints. They do many wonderful things for us. One of the key things that we come from saints is that they give us examples of heroic virtue. I mean, that's really why the church recognizes certain people as saints, is that they have demonstrated heroic virtue. They also have two miracles, but that's another story. But they have heroic virtue, and they have different virtues, or different heroic virtues that they express. Now, Pope Francis, I was reading his homily on, I guess, All Saints from last year, and he compared the saints to a stained glass window, which is a wonderful thing for us because we have these beautiful stained glass windows. And says there are all kinds of different colors that come together to make this picture. And when you look at the heroic virtues of the saints, there are all kinds of different personalities, all kinds of different efforts, all kinds of different ways in which they lived their life in Christ in an heroic way that paints this picture of Christ in the world. So when you have some saints, well, like take St. Francis of Assisi. He is, of course, he has a wonderful heroic virtue of evangelical poverty, the one who would renounce everything, have owned nothing of his own, but only Christ. He wanted to own nothing in the world but Christ. And that way that he lived that heroic virtue of evangelical poverty is a key reason we see him as such an important saint. He also had this wonderful relationship with nature, in which he kind of because of his purity of heart, because of the sanctity within his being, he enjoyed a relationship with nature not unlike that which Adam enjoyed in the garden before the fall, where he had a special communication with animals and with all of nature and taught us to do the same. So a certain heroic virtue to St. Francis. His good friend St. Dominic was quite different. He was a preacher. He was a man of the message. St. Dominic was a man who had totally given his life to the proclamation of the message. And so his order was called the Order of Preachers. The Dominicans to this day are great preachers. They're scholars and they are preachers. They are given to the message. And then there are others like John Paul II, just recently made a saint, who has the virtue of a great intellect that was completely submitted to God. Mother Teresa, also recently a saint, had this wonderful virtue of charity, which she was constantly giving and caring for those who had no way of repaying her, the gift of charity. These virtues lived heroically makes them saints. In fact, one of the great ways to discover this kaleidoscope of the Christian life is to go through the church calendar, particularly those saints who are on the church calendar, who have a special day in which we remember them. Each one gives us a different hue, a different color of the virtue of the Christian life, and we can study those lives. And then, of course, there are the martyrs, those who loved their God more than life itself and laid their lives down for the gospel. We come to celebrate the saints because they lived the Christian life, the same Christian life we attempt to live, but in an heroic way that causes us to look to them and give them this special day. And when we come to them today, there are two things that I think we need to remember about the saints. And I will not, I promise not to preach long. I know it's a Friday night and everybody wants to get home. But the two things, one is they are an example to us. They show us how we can live our lives in the Christian life in a heroic fashion ourselves. They give us an example. They are our heroes. They are those who have gone before us. But they are not just an example. And that's what's marvelous about the saints. They are also our friends. They are those that we can speak to, we can share with, we can ask for their help, we can seek their intercession. We can come to the saints because just the fact that they are in heaven ahead of us doesn't mean that they're separated from us. They are still part of the same body of Christ to which we belong. All of us who are baptized have access to the saints, to call out to them, to seek their help, to pray for their intercession, to go day by day with the saints through this life. And they will help us in the struggles because they fought the same struggles we do. They lived the same struggles that we live on a daily basis. And so they will help us in our weakness. In many ways, they are like our big brothers and sisters in the faith. They are those who have gone ahead of us and paved the way and give us instructions as to how we can live, and who are also there to stand for us, to fight for us, to help us, to encourage us, so that we too can walk the life of faith that they have laid before us. So we gather on this Feast of All Saints to honor those who have gone before us, our big brothers and sisters who have given us an example, but are also always there as friends to lend a helping hand and to guide us from this life into the life and into the next life. Like a trailblazer who was the pioneer, who found the way into the West or found the way to where we are all hoping to go and laid a trail for us. They take us by the hand and they lead us step by step from this life into the life of glory.